Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're looking at something really fundamental if you rely on a generator.
Yeah, keeping it running well. For the long haul.
Exactly. Not, you know, huge complex repairs, but that essential routine stuff, the maintenance that, well, that makes all the difference.
That's right. We're focusing on the sort of core upkeep jobs. Things like swapping out the oil filter, the air filter, the fuel filter.
The big three.
Kind of like the vital organs, yeah.
Yeah.
They need regular care. And we'll touch on some other bits, too, things people sometimes forget that can head off bigger issues later.
Okay. And maybe right at the start, we should stress something Perkins is really clear on.
Oh, yeah.
They strongly recommend using their own genuine Perkins replacement parts. It's not just, like, brand loyalty.
No, it's definitely not.
Using other parts can apparently really mess with performance, lifespan, and even cause failures or, you know, safety problems.
That's a super important point. These engines, they're designed with very specific parts in mind. Using substitutes, it can cause knock-on effects, you know, things you don't expect.
Right. Maybe just step back just for a second.
Mm.
Why is this maintenance so critical?
Mm.
Well, your engine's got an ECM, the electronic control module.
The brain, basically.
Exactly, the engine's computer.
Mm-hmm.
It's watching all these sensors, controlling fuel flow, ignition timing, all that stuff. Good maintenance means those sensors are feeding it good information.
Ah, okay. So keeping, say, the air filter clean isn't just about stopping dust.
Huh?
It helps the ECM, the brain, run the engine efficiently.
Precisely. And beyond the electronics, just sticking to the maintenance schedule in your Perkins operation maintenance manual, that's vital. It stops physical wear and tear.
Makes sense.
And that schedule, it's for typical use. If your generator is in what they call a severe application.
Like working really hard all the time, or maybe in like really humid place.
Exactly that. High load factor, high humidity.
Mm.
You'll probably need to do that maintenance more often.
Right. And I guess using those non-Perkins parts could even affect the warranty. Correct. Perkins is very clear. If something fails because you used, you know, non-Perkins filters or other bits, that failure isn't covered.
Okay.
And they also warn about counterfeit parts. Might look cheaper up front.
But cause problems down the line.
Yeah. Potentially big problems, low quality, poor performance. Not worth the risk, really.
Okay. Got it. So let's get practical. Air filter first. The engine's lungs, sort of.
Good place to start. So the air intake system, it just pulls air from outside through the filter into the inlet manifold for combustion.
Simple enough.
But that filter needs to be clean, unobstructed. It stops all the dust, the grit, the debris from getting sucked into the engine.
Which is obviously bad.
Oh, yeah. Think of those tiny bits of grit like sandpaper inside the engine. They wear down pistons, rings, cylinder walls. Leads to premature failure.
Ouch. Okay. So a dirty filter isn't just restricting air. It's actively damaging things. How do you know when to change it?
Well, a lot of generators have an air filter restriction indicator. It gives you a visual clue when it's getting clogged. But even without one, you should be checking it regularly. And when it is time to change it, rule number one, engine off.
Mm.
Completely off. Never service it while it's running.
Safety first. Absolutely. What are the steps then?
Before you even put the new one in, give it a good look over. Check for any tears, little holes, any damage to the gasket, the seal.
Because even a tiny gap lets dirty air bypass it.
Exactly. If your system has two elements, a primary and a secondary, change both. Always change both together.
Okay. Both filters?
Yep. Then carefully put the new ones in the housing. Make sure they sit right, nice and snug. Then secure the end cover. And if you've got that service indicator, don't forget to reset it. Check your manual for how.
Got it. Inspect, replace both if needed, seal it up, reset. What about like ongoing checks?
Well,
between changes.
Good question. If your generator has a pre-cleaner or maybe a dust bowl on the air cleaner,
yeah,
check that daily, especially if you're in a dusty environment. Empty it out, clean it if it's full of debris.
But keep that first stage clear.
And even if the indicator hasn't popped, Perkins generally says replace the main air filter element at least once a year. Just preventative maintenance.
Annually. Okay.
Oh, and one more thing. Don't bang or tap the paper element to try and clean it. You can damage the filter media. Just replace it when it's dirty.
Right. No shortcuts. Treat it gently. Okay, let's move to fuel then. There are usually a few filters there too, right?
That's right. Fuel system's job, deliver clean fuel. So you typically have a primary filter. Often that's the one with the water separator built in.
Yeah.
And then a secondary finer filter, sometimes an extra inline one too. Fuel cleanliness is just, well, it's critical.
Contaminants cause all sorts of issues.
Oh, definitely. Reduced power, poor running, but also serious damage to the expensive bits, like the fuel injection pump, the injector.
And water in the fuel must be a big one.
Huge problem. Water causes corrosion, blockages, sediment too. That's why draining the water and sediment from that primary filter water separator is so important. Do it regularly.
I mean, now is regular.
Good times are, say, weekly. Or maybe every time you do an oil change.
Oh,
and
right.
Definitely every time you refuel the generator. Just crack the drain, let any water out.
Okay. And drain the main storage tank too sometimes.
Yeah, that's wise. Stop contaminants building up there and getting into the generator's tank. Keep the whole path clean.
Makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
So when you replace the actual fuel filters, what's the process?
Again, safety first. Before you touch anything fuel related, make sure that start switch is OFF. Spilled diesel is slippery and a major fire risk.
Absolutely. Non-negotiable.
Then, generally, you replace the primary filter element when you replace the secondary one. Do them together.
Okay. Pairs again?
Usually, yes. And once the new filters are on, you have to prime the fuel system. Get the air out.
Right. Priming. Why is that so essential? What happens if you don't?
Well, air gets trapped in the lines when you change the filters. Air compresses, fuel doesn't, really. So if you have airlocks, the pump can't build proper pressure. The engine might not start, or it'll run rough.
Okay. So priming forces the fuel through and pushes the air out.
Exactly. How you do it depends on the engine. Electric fuel pump. Your manual might say, turn the key to on for, say, 2 minutes. Let the pump run and push the air through. Cycle it, maybe.
And mechanical pumps.
Might be different. You might need to loosen a vent screw on the filter head, then use a little hand primer pump if it has one. Keep pumping till fuel comes out without bubbles. Or sometimes you might need to crank the engine in short bursts. Again, the operation and maintenance manual is your definitive guide here. Check your specific procedure.
Always back to the manual. Got it. And fuel quality itself sounds like a big deal.
It really is. Perkins actually specifies a cleanliness level they recommend using an ISO standard. ISO 18613 or cleaner. It's about limiting the number and size of tiny particles in the fuel.
Well, that's specific.
Yeah, protects those high-precision injection components. And speaking of high-precision, be really careful with the fuel lines, especially the high-pressure ones from the pump to the injectors. Don't bend them, don't hit them, and always tighten any connections to the torque spec in the manual. Prevents leaks.
Good advice. Treat those lines with respect. Okay, filter number three, oil.
Right, the lubrication system. Keeps everything moving smoothly inside, reduces friction, carries heat away. And the oil filter's job is to catch the grit, the combustion byproducts, anything that contaminates the oil.
And these are usually the spin-on type.
Yeah, most common are the spin-on disposable canister filters. Easy to change. But what's really vital is using the right spec of oil. The grade Perkins recommends for your engine and climate.
And changing it regularly.
And changing it and the filter at the recommended intervals. That may be, you know, every 500 hours or maybe once a year, whichever comes first. Check your manual.
What happens if you stretch those intervals or use the wrong oil?
Bad news. Dirt builds up in the oil. It breaks down chemically. You get much faster wear on critical parts like bearings, the crankshaft.
Yeah.
It shortens the engine's life significantly.
So right oil, right filter, right interval. Non-negotiable.
Absolutely. And, you know, just basic checks, too. Keep an eye on the oil level with the dipstick between changes. Make sure it's in the safe zone.
Simple enough.
And just a related point on fluids. Perkins also specifies a certain viscosity range for the fuel going into the injection pump. Keeps the pump itself lubricated properly. So fuel quality impacts more than just combustion.
Interesting link. Okay, we've hit the main filters. Air, fuel, oil. You mentioned some other tips and tricks people should know.
Yeah, a few other things are worth checking regularly.
Mm.
Hoses and clamps, for instance.
Right, the plumbing.
Exactly. Perkins suggests checking them every 500 hours or annually. Look for any cracks in the hoses, any soft spots, swelling, and check the clamps aren't loose or corroded.
And replace anything dodgy.
Immediately. A burst hose can cause big problems fast and tighten any loose clamps. You can even get constant torque clamps, which help keep tension even as temperatures change. Good idea for coolant hoses, especially.
Okay, hoses and clamps, check. What about the electrics? You mentioned retorquing connections.
Well, the source material doesn't specifically say retorque every connection routinely, but it does stress inspecting wiring and connections, looking for frayed wires, damage, corrosion. Especially in cold weather, they suggest weekly checks them.
So not necessarily getting a wrench on every nut and bolt.
Maybe not routinely unless the manual specifies. But it implies that secure, clean connections are vital. Think about that ECM again, all the sensors. A loose or corroded wire there could cause all sorts of weird intermittent faults or just stop things working. So visual checks, making sure things look tight and clean, definitely a good habit.
Makes sense. A loose connection is asking for trouble. Anything else electrical?
The battery, hugely important. Check the electrolyte level if it's the type you can top up maybe every 500 hours or yearly.
Keep it topped up with distilled water.
Exactly. And keep the battery charged, especially in the cold. Cold weather just saps battery power. And check the terminals, the posts, and the cable clamps. Keep them clean, free of corrosion, and tight. Bad connection there means no start.
Yeah, dealt with corroded terminals before. Not fun. Okay, battery care. What else on the engine?
The engine crankcase breather. Needs replacing per the manual schedule. It lets pressure out of the crankcase safely. If it gets blocked, pressure can build up, maybe cause oil leaks.
Okay, breather element. Got it.
And just briefly, the cooling system. Keep an eye on the coolant level. Use the right type of coolant Perkins ELC or a proper antifreeze that meets the spec, like ASTM D622N, mixed correctly, usually 50-50 with distilled or deionized water.
Right. Concentration is important for antifreeze and anti-boil.
And corrosion protection. Also, make sure the thermostat or water temperature regulator, as Perkins calls it, is working. Don't run without one. It helps the engine warm up properly and run at the right temperature.
Okay, lots of good practical tips there beyond the filters. Let's just wrap up with safety again. Key reminders.
Absolutely crucial. Firstly, just follow basic safety rules. Every time, don't get complacent.
Easy to do when it's routine.
It is. Use those do not operate tags on the controls while you're working. Stop someone accidentally trying to start it.
Good point.
Wear your PPE, safety glasses, definitely, gloves when handling fluids, whatever's appropriate.
Sensible.
And a big one, never ever use aerosol starting aids, ether, that kind of stuff. Hugely dangerous, can cause explosions in the intake.
Right, big no-no.
And finally, we've said it a few times, but it bears repeating, your operation and maintenance manual. It has the specific procedures, the right intervals, the safety warnings for your engine model. Always consult that.
The definitive guide. Okay, so quick recap. Stick to the schedule. Use genuine parts.
Yeah.
We talked air filters, keeping dirt out, replacing annually, checking pre-cleaners. Fuel filters, drain water regularly, replace both, prime the system. Oil filters, right oil, right interval.
Mm-hmm.
Then inspecting hoses, clamps, electrical connections, battery care, the crankcase breather, coolant checks.
And safety woven through all of it.
Exactly. It's all about ensuring that generator is reliable and lasts as long as possible.
That's the goal. Consistent, thorough maintenance really is the foundation for peace of mind and performance when you need it most.
Fantastic. So thinking about how critical your generator is, maybe ask yourself, what other proactive steps could give you even greater peace of mind about its readiness? Something to ponder till our next deep dive. Thanks for joining us.